Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on January 3rd, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Cliff Dube.
And I just welcoming you to our first program on Live Talk here at Studio 7 this Monday, January the 3rd, 2022. Just saying Happy New Year to everybody. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the year 2022 and other issues.
But first, let's take a look at the COVID-19 pandemic. The Ministry of Health reports that 15 people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday, and over 650 people tested positive for the COVID-19 virus. More than 5,000 people have succumbed to COVID-19 since March last year when the pandemic started.
The ministry also reports that more than 4.1 million people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine and at least 3.1 million their second dose.
And in other news, in Bulawayo today, there was a memorial service for late football administrator Dumiso Gumede, who died last week. Gumede, who was the Highlanders Football Club president and a former Zifa vice president, will be laid to rest in his Nyati homestead in Matabeleland North.
We're also talking about your New Year resolutions. What will you be doing this year to improve your life or other people's lives? Ngokambe Malta Vizulinja and Lapelkona, Salamuge Lage 2022. Sletema Loguti Pili Lapelkona and Down Zoka Zomklava. Yes, this kind of like COVID-19 or color. Ultra Hotels and Pilaka can be a good day. When I want to have 15 Abable COVID is all up. Let's sit away 664 Abantu Abatolue, but Tolaka Lavelet one in early. So there's an actual Uti Ultra Hotel Luti. When I want to have 5,032, I saw like COVID-19 Gusuela. One baby to Nyagayenye. Basu kusiti ke abantu 183,261 wa pepa kumkutanilo. Mkutanilo kwele Zimbabwe kusugira na leso skati. So haba mbabantu 214,876. Kusubwa ke asabe chove chesenya kukala. Bejula 4.1 million. Asabe chove sivili pa 3.1 million. Masa chula siya pambili jalo kanya kuneng pela. Umele skuru na wako la mtanje. Mavelas. Uno wankona ikujule mtaveni kwa Ndumiso Gumede. Ukumete wezi ya suru kuti Ukumete wa bantu. Ngo Ukumete wa itanda bantu. Mwe pelu watenga ikia pa Osea Islanders. Watenga iu hotel California. Wafisa njalo pelu. Lapo wakutuwa kukona. Wafala makempa kukona. Watenga kunye nje kutuwe neyo. Ya ofisi. Ya posu. So kwanya nazani la mtave. Meule memorial service kwa Gumede. Uzabewa kusasa. Enyati. Enyati kukona lapo pela ata vuka kukona. Sizo futhi njalo la ngamanye ye resolutions zenu ukuthi umnyaka lo libona njani kunjalo ke Marvelous spoke lokho
I watch nokuchinga midza inembo faro pano pachirongwa chedu nemsomo vhuro andira 3 2022 chirongwa chedu chekutanga mugore idzva tinoshuvira kuti makapinda zvakanaka mugore idzva iri ra 2022 saka nasi tichange tichikuenderera mberi tichitarisa pamusoro pedenda rechirwere checovid-19 tichitarisawo zvakare zvimwe zviri kuitika munyika pari zvino bazi rezveutano rinozivisa iro kuti nezuro pane vanhu 15 vanga ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri recovid-19 uyezve pane vanhu 650 vakawanikwa ivo vachitesta positive kana kuti vachibatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 toona kuti kubva denda iri ratanga munyika pane vanhu 5,000 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri tozotarisa zvakare kuti bazi rezveutano riri kutaura kuti pari zvino rabaya vanhu nhomba yecovid-19 vanosvika 4.1 million kunyange zvavo vanga vakatarisira kuti vanga vachizobaya vanhu 10 million kuti pawanikwe ipo paine herd immunity munyika tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare zviri kuitika kuBulawayo apo vaimbova vari ivo vachishanda nezifa uyezve vanga vari kushanda kuHighlanders vaNdumiso Gumede avo vakatisiya vawanikwa ivo vachirangarirwa muzuva ranhasi tinotarisa zvakare kuti vaGumede vachange vachiradzikwa kumusha kwavo kuInyati kuMatabeleland North tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare pamusoro pezvamuri kutarisana nazvo mugoreja iro rino kuti tinoziva kuti kutanga kwegore kudai vanhu vakawanda manenge vane ma resolution akawanda saka tikakunzwa kubva kwamuri kuti ini zvino zvamuri kutarisira mugore rino ra 2022 zvamungati izvi zvakasara muna 2021 gore rino ra 2022 tichange takatarisira zvakadai nezvakadai ndozvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura neni nhasi ipo pano sasa zvakare nyaya yekuti zvikoro pari zvino zviri kunzi izvo zvambononoka kuti zvivhurwe pamusoro pedenda recovid-19 takaona mutungamiri wenyika vaemarson munangagwa vachizivisa kuti zvikoro hazvichavhurwa musi wa10 nzira sekutaurwa kwazvanga zvakaitwa asi vachazozivisa kuti zvinovhurwa rini sezvo denda iri recovid-19 rawanikwa richipfunya chisero munyika kana iko kuno nepasi rose tiri kuona uwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 huchiwanda asi tombobuda munyaya yecovid-19 tida kunzwa kwamuri kuti imi zvii zvamakatarisana nazvo iro gore rino ra2022 richitanga kudai.
Yes, marvelous. Let's start with what happened in Bulawayo today at the Bulawayo Amphitheater, where people were actually bidding farewell to Ndumiso Kumete. They call him Ndumiso Wabantu. He's a man who worked so much for football in Zimbabwe. One of the signature tunes, you know, that Highlanders has, and I'm sure there's a lot that is happening, you know, among people. Whenever they see this song, it reminds them of Ndumiso Kumete. He used to sometimes wear some traditional clothes and dance to that song, you know, and I'm sure if he had to smile today, he was going to smile, definitely.
Yes, Gibbs, I think that's a very befitting tribute to Dumiso Gumede, because as we, most of the pictures that we see of him, he's literally dressed in his traditional way, or at least the headgear. So I think, like you said, he must be smiling up there in heaven. Apo tanda chukuona, shukanda shuriku itika, nasi mbula wayo, apo watigiriwe Highlanders wa muo wanufada navu, neva muo hamani shamari, wawani kwa wachungungana nasi, vachi wani kwa iwo, vachi chema, nekurangari na vandu miso gumede, awo wakati siya, irofiki rafura. Taona hapo pachitambuka ipo uye zvine pachimbwa Gibbs ari kunditaura kuti chimbo chinowanikwa icho chimbwa kwa Highlanders saka tanga tichitaura isu kuti ndofunga vagumede kwavari ikoko aiwa vari kunyemerera nekuti ndo zvavaifarira vari vapenyu uyezve tiri kuzviona zvichiitwa parufu rwavo pakurangarirwa kwekushaya kwavo.
And we looked in former Highlanders chairperson.
What kind of system is a special membership where people bring more money than others? You need just to put that support. Not for gain, but to promote the club. And that was for me. And then a few months later, we made a treaty with his house. And he said, guys, I have a vision for this club. There are two things I would like to do, I can still able to do them. Nkanyela inda ene apanju abe haile wazi ama masara kona watoto mweze wakuli mwenezo zikawati kune mweze mwema kusa ikla akeeni kama mwuti kona ene inda zi ene ofisi ya kona nyo kento anything that you want to do for the club kubele mwema ya kona ati even the Bafana, the Bukuna, the Bajaja, the Fontaine, the Azeta, the Oxo, the and why do you have to do it? He dressed like a bitch and I don't know what to do. Who will do it? You all know. You must have achieved all those things. I am in favor of the Bible, too. But there's nothing more important to do than to do it.
All that was from Cook Media. One other thing I would like to mention is Peter told me this for sure. He was my secretary when I was sent to the final exam. Such a student, I informed my life was coming. I learned that the truth is number 7. Met your wife, they are right. They said, you know, the only thing you do is the reason for something you don't die. I think it's number 3. If you speak to the man, it's right, I'm just going to teach. I'm up here at that point, I'm going to have a performance. I have a friend. So people have some players, not just as a species of God, they will come to make us get loud. We put about those things as you like. So I take this. When I was in the end of the day, I remember, Nkrumah don't remember, yeah, that is, no, let me tell you something. But you are watching me tell you. You need all the money to meet yourself up there. Give me a chance. The 10 or 15% each share of every sale of a player or a real player status, I think it's close to 21 or something. But just when they died, they don't come back to me often. I went in, I opened the book. In there, I found a close which said, the National Association will not benefit from anything. Yeah. And we refused to save the money to Sifa. And what they did to us see a lot, we that in that land. You can imagine from 20,000, if you save 15%, it was a lot of money. And that was for many.
So there you are, marvelous. That is Roger Mosho. He was the Highlanders Football Club chairperson. At the time when he was leading the club, there were some upheavals, you know, in the club. And some people were saying a lot about what was going on, some didn't like what he was doing. And he related exactly what was taking place. And he says at one stage, excuse me, Marcus. So he says at one stage they had to sell some players who they identified as very troublesome in the club. And they did that, and they knew that Zipa was going to take some money out of what they needed. Because they needed money badly, because the club was in a very poor financial state. So, but then he says Kumete went to his home at one stage. He didn't call him. He went there and said, you know what, Mokra, can you go and read a certain section of the soccer statutes? Zipa is not supposed to get a cent from what you do when you sell players. And he says, we did exactly that. And after that, you know, Zipa called demanding the 10% or whatever, and he says that matter just disappeared because we read exactly what Kumete wanted us to read, and it was true. So Zipa didn't take a cent out of the sale of those troublesome players. But he says, you know, Kumete was one person that wanted to see a peace and wanted to see a lot of progress in soccer.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa vamusho mumwe wavo vanyarikani vanga vari pachitsiko chanhasi vachitaura ivo vachipa nhoroondo yekushanda kwavakaita navagumedi vachiti pane nguva apo Highlanders yanga yakatarisana nekuomerwa mukirabhu ikati iyo ichatengesa vamwe vatambi uyezve vakange vari kuti vaizotengesa vamwe vatambi vanga vari kuita zvemisikanzwa mukirabhu iyi saka vanoti ivo panguva iyo vaitengesa munguva yapfuura vaiti vakatengesa vatambi vobva vapa chimwe chikamu chemari yavanenge vatengesa kune Zipa asi vagumedhe vakawanikwa ivo vachikurukura vachitsanangura kuti aiwa tarisai bhuku renyu rinotaura nezvenhabvu rinotaura kuti Zipa semotherboard haifanire kutombopuhwa kana sendi remari yamunenge matengesa maplayer hanzi vamuhlo vakaenda imomo vakaverenga vakaona kuti aiwa ichokwadi changa chirikutaurwa navagumedhe vakati ivo pakazowanikwa ivo Zipa apo vatengesa maplayers Zipa yakawanikwa ichizoridza nhare ichiti ko tipei kapesendeji vamuhlo vakati kwete tiri kuendererana nezviri kutaurwa mumabhuku ezvebhora ekuti imi seZipa hamurifanire kubata kana sendi remari yemaplayers atinenge tatengesa saka vangori kutaura kuti vagumedhe munhu aida nyaya iyi yenhabvu zvepamwoyo uyezve vaida zvinhu zvechokwadi vachishandisa mabhuku ebhora kuti vataure kuti endai pakati section yakati kuti munhu anyatsoziva kuti vari kutaura kuti ivo sachiyamen panguva iyoyo vamwe mabasa avakaita kana vachizvitarisa Aye nzani ni mabasa akaitwa na wakumidi apo waka awali kuwa wachishanda ni Highlander.
Yeah, so I think it's good that you identify that. So he says, you know, people will remember Kumeto for what he did for the club. But people can't remember me for whatever I did.
those are the words of a man.
A very wise man, yeah.
He's a very wise man and also a humble man, because most people will not come out and say that, because I picked it up, although he said it in the Ndebele. People laugh. You know, he said, you know, people will remember him because of the notable works that he did. But I know I was also chairman at one stage, but, you know, I know that I did not measure up to what Mr. Gumede will be remembered for.
Yeah, he also challenged some other former chairman who were there and said, what did you do for the club? He said, you know what, there's no one who can say, this one did this, that is more than what Gumede did for the club.
Yes, and I like the ambience in that room, Gibbs.
Mm-hmm.
It mirrors exactly how Gumede lived. I think he would love this funeral because people were laughing, they were joking, you know, and also just bringing, you know, like his work, the work that he did, they were honoring him, but in a way that Gumede would like.
Definitely marvelous. So let's turn to people's resolutions and other things. So let's start with this gentleman, Agape Chiangwa, who is in Chinoy. This video was sent by our correspondent, Nunura Jenna.
That's 2022. I think it's going to be a better year for us as youth. Teenagers are talking about 2022, and we're talking about some business. We're talking about 2021, I mean. Saka 2022, we're going to be a better year. We're going to be a better year. But this is some opportunities to run out of the business. So, you people do not share as an opportunity to boom out in the
street. I'm going to talk to my youth in Mugurina 2022.
I'm going to talk to my youth in Mugurina 2022. The politics is a bad guy. I'm going to go to my youth in the president. I'm going to be a pin. Wanyo wanyangu wakapinda ka, aziwa kuti wo, shia unza, shika fumba magwa na shia chinja chumba kwenye. Mwezi, yo kwa shia pinda wa nunga, shito tazi, munu hatungo roo baba, sabitungo chaga, warungu wafangu wako, sesu watungu wita wa. Saka, izbeta kuti munu utrage zukuita, wangu wafangu wako, osho unu utunga itese, shungu pata pacha, wazima yuzi, munu, uka mire kuna kuda uchema ni wangu, bozi, wabina mtao njita, sae kwa seku mwana, waka zara kuna kwa yuzi, wangu wakata, warungu gocha gocha, I don't know.
I think he's got a very positive mind, you know.
Yes, he does, and he actually comes from my hometown in Chinoy, and I think he's actually in the Chinoy caves, from what I can see in the background. But a very enlightened young man. He, you know, he's talking about he's taking advantage of where he works to make sure that since he works at an abattoir, he also, sells meat to other people because he manages to get it at a cheaper price. So very interesting, perception there. And then he said he warned that, you know, youth don't concentrate too much on politics because these politicians are also looking for jobs, just like us. You know, there's a term in Zimbabwe called Ngwafa Ngwafa, saying, you know, They are guava-guavering just like us, meaning. Mm-hmm. So he's saying, don't spend too much time concentrating on what the politicians are saying, because they are also looking for a way to guava-guava.
So you should guava-guava, you know?
We should guava-guava instead of spending too much time on politics. But I wish, you know, our reporter had asked him about registering to vote and things like that, because, you know, that's an issue that this year will be major, and especially Zimbabwe, as you know, the youth make up the bulk of Zimbabwe's population, so it should be interesting to see what the youth are saying about registering to vote.
Yes, now let's have Mr. Innocent Ndivali of the Economic Freedom Fighters Zimbabwe.
Ordinary greetings to our ground forces, our fighters in EFF Zimbabwe across the country. May I also take this opportunity to say a happy, happy new year to our great country and its leadership. I want to wish the President, His Excellency, Comrade Iddi Mnangagwa, as the President of the country, a happy new year. Let me say this to fellow Zimbabweans. Comrades, let's move the politics of Zimbabwe from the politics of insults, politics of hate, politics of regionalism, politics of tribalism, politics of divisionism, to the politics of what is in the best interest of Zimbabweans. Let us do what is in the best interest of Zimbabweans. Let us converge, but we cannot converge in insults, in disrespect, in disregard of our institutional bodies, such as the courts, such as the police, such as the prison services, the army, the CIOs, and so on and so on. Let us value and respect our institutions. Let us protect the sovereignty of our country. Let us protect the territorial integrity of our country. Let us ensure that those who are in parliament must do their job and amend the constitution to remove that clause that guarantees compensation for the former farmers in terms of the structures that they would have put in these farms. But comrades, who compensated our ancestors? Who compensated our forefathers? No one. No one should be compensated. Let me say this to the people of Zimbabwe. No one must be moved away from the ancestral villages, ancestral lands across the country. I say this to the people of Tirezi, to say engage the leadership meaningfully, respectfully, explain. Let us explain to them. Let us make them see the value of not moving you from your ancestral villages. Let us not resort in insults. Let us resort in the politics of engagement, the politics of debates, the politics of what is in your best interest as Zimbabweans. This is my message. Let us change the politics of Zimbabwe from the politics of hate to the politics of oneness, to the politics of being African, to the politics of being Zimbabwean, to the politics of being one, to be under one flag, to be one people, one Africans. No African anywhere in Africa must feel as a foreigner, must feel as if they are a foreigner. No African must be a foreigner in Zimbabwe. No African must be a foreigner in South Africa, in Botswana, in Malawi, in Zambia, in Liberia, anywhere in Africa. Let us promote a borderless Africa so that we can deliver economic freedom in our lifetime, so that we can deliver Africa to the Africans, because Africa is ours.
Very marvelous. So he says Africa is for Africans. Yes, so you can go ahead and say it in short.
Apo tikona vandimbande vachitaurawo mafungiro avo. Vari kutaura ivo kuti gore rino ra2022 ivo vari kuti vari kuda kuona vanhu vachibatana nyanya panyaya yezvematongerwo enyika vachiti zvakakosha kuti vanhu vasarambe vachitaura zveruvengo kunyange vasiri kuwanikwa ivo vachitaura zvakare kuti pane dzimwe nzvimbo kune vanhu vari kutorerwa pavanogara vataura nzvimbo yechiredzi vachiti vanhu vanogara kumunzvimbo iyi vanofanira kutaurana nehurumende mune zvakanaka vachitaurawo kuti sei vasingafaniri kunge vachibviswa panzvimbo iyi asi pasawanikwe ipo vanhu vachiita zvekurwisana kana kunyombana pamusoro pekubviswa munzvimbo iyoyi Gibbs.
So let's hear the version of what you are saying right now.
Ama members awe EFF Zimbabwe ibengelela ama leaders wonke awe EFF Africa jikelele mbingelele umongameli we EFF eLiberia u Emmanuel Gonkoy, umongameli we EFF eSwaziland umama uNombulelo, ngibingelele u leader we EFF eZambia uComrade Mwenda, ngibingelele uComrade Banda u leader we EFF eMalawi, ngizobingelela lama leaders ethu uComrade Julius Malema, ngithi happy birthday uComrade Floyd Shibambo. Ngiphinde njalo ngibuyele kithi lapha eZimbabwe ngithi bantu bakithi asiyekeleni ipolitics yokuthethisana, ipolitics yokulwa, ipolitics yenhlamba, ipolitics yokweyisana, kodwa siyenze ipolitics yokubambana, ipolitics yokuyakha isizwe, ipolitics yokuunite ilizwe lonke jikelele regardless ukuthi ukhuluma isihlobo ba umhlobo ungumhlobo bani kumbuvela ngapi. Kumbe okuqakathekileyo ukuthi singamaZimbabwe sonke, singama-Africans sonke, asithandaneni njengama-Africans so that we can retain our practices, we can ensure that we return to a situation esingakwanisa khona ukuthi si-resolve ama-differences ethu ngokuhloniphana, si-resolve ama-differences ethu ngokuthandana njalo ngokuqondisana okuqondileyo. Njalo ngifuna ukuthi ngithi elizweni lakithi umnyaka lo 2021 kade ungumnyaka onzima kakhulu, ekade silwisana lemikhuhlane eminingi ako COVID, silwisana lento eziningi nje ezivamileyo nje across the world. Kodwa nyazi ukuthi abantu bathwele nzima, kunzima ukuthi usupporte imuli yakho, imsebenza ayikho, amafactory avaliwe. Kodwa ngibhodile nje eZimbabwe ngikhangela mbona abantu beZimbabwe ukuthi hhayi, abantu beZimbabwe abakajiji, abantu beZimbabwe ngabantu abalungileyo, ngabantu abasebenza nzima, abasebenzela imuli zabo, abangafuni violence kodwa abafuna i-development, abafuna i-unity, abafuna ukuthi ama-leaders abo engabafundisi inhlamba, engabafundisi violence, engabafundisi ukuthi bengalalelani, kodwa bafuna ama-leaders akhuluma iqiniso njalo afundisayo ukuthi sibambane njengabantu. Njalo ngifuna ukufisela yena umongameli wethu u-Edi Mnangagwa ukuthi happy 2022, because u-2021 ngendaba ze-corona lo deputy wakho hayi likhanya liwubambile umsebenzi, ngoba thina be-EFF siyatsho ukuthi hayi, okuhle siza kubuka kodwa okungalunganga sizatsho njalo. Ngizacela ukuthi sicebise i-government ukuthi ikhangele kakhulu indaba lezi esezenzakala emphakathini, ezama-robberies, ezama-criminals, okutholakala ukuthi kuke kwathiwa la masosha aba-involved, kodwa hathi ukuthi sithi amasosha sesithethisa amasosha, hayi asitsho khonoko. Thina esikutshoyo ukuthi hayi, i-government mayisebenze nzima sibili ukuze imise indaba lezi zama-robberies, ezabantu abangenela abantu ezindlini njalo abatshontsha lamawaya awamagetsi njalo abakhoza a lot of harm ku-society. So sithi i-government mayingenele izama ukuzilungisa into lezi. So happy 2022.
There you are, Marvelous. He's saying no to tribalism, no to regionalism, no to corruption, no too many things. You know, he says Zimbabwe should be united. And he's actually praising the Mnangagwa government for tackling COVID-19. But he's worried about the state of robberies in Zimbabwe. And he's saying that definitely soldiers are involved. So he says people are not insulting the government when they actually point out that soldiers are actually involved, allegedly, right? So at the end of the day, he says, you know, people are seeing what is happening, and so it should be taken in that vein.
apo tanga tikunzwa vandimande veEFF Zimbabwe vari kutaura ivo vanga vari kuti vanowanikwa vachifadzwa nemabasa akabatwa nehurumende yavamunangagwa panyaya yekurwisa denda reCOVID-19 asi vashora nyaya yavanoti ivo uwandu hwezvatirikuona zviri kuitika munyika tinonzwa kuti pane vemauto vari kuwanikwa vachibatana nevamwewo matsotsi vachiwanikwa ivo vachienda vachinoba mudzimba dzevanhu vachishandisa futi saka vari kuti aiwa izvi havawirirane nazvo.
Then with this interview that was done by Ezra Chizaswanda, he was talking to one of the touts in Bulawayo. So this guy is operating between Bulawayo and Pinga. They call them Windies or Windy, but they don't like that term at all. So let's listen to this interview.
Mavilasmoyo, uthina ma resolution yakho ka 2022 ukhangelelenwe.
Umnyaka lo ngikhaleda ngavela ngancinza uthole mbono umsebenzi amncinza.
Ule mnyaka lo
24.
Aza kusebenza.
Hayi ngiyazi ngiphumncincedisa ezimotweni.
Makani.
Hayi ngikondele.
Okwendele. Awusile. Kodwa license la yawo awufisi ukuthi ulo mnyaka lo uthathe
license. Mina kuzothatha
license manje. Nina yini kuzothola uwindi?
Eh.
Oh, akusukile ngomsebenzi lo uwindi uyawusenzakala.
Ah, into yohambo lokho. Yabona lokho ke tshele lokho sokuhamba lokho offload impahla lo dimpahla.
Oh, wena uwindi siya ngala.
Ngisebenza se, ngikwenza emakha.
Emakha.
Eh.
Yeah, kodwa lena uthele yahluza abantu alihlukumeza.
Hayi,
yeah, so mesonto. Hapo phela bantu. Awu cha ngobizo, lesi nanga umuntu sizongenela ke emoteni yamfuna ubizo sithi.
Ngiyabona sithi BMC Spire.
Njani nje
ngoba BMC Spire mzola chongo. BMC Spire mzola chongo.
BMC Spire,
BMC Spire mzola chongo.
Sithi lo.
Hayi, ngiyabona ubizo indaba lapho ngakho.
Umemeza bakuye abantu
abantu bobu
hawo
ndinoma momo lenyu mota sesidonsela umuntu
usedezwa umuntu ubambe isikhomo sakhe wena wavelethe isikhomo somthethi
hayi hasi kusensarirana baba
eh so lenya ukhale ukuya babu kwenza umsebenzi
hayi sikhale ndamlamu nepengala mangumavuma sinse kusifuna kwamuzo wena
usufuna ukutshintshwa zowe so ubona ngani uzakwenza phela kumele uzimisele entweni lezi uzimisele ubona ngani uzakwenza
eyi nawezimbabwe yankwenenza manga
kuyini ubuzima ohlala nabo kakhulu lapho lelizwe
umsebenzi ayibonakali
imali
imali ayibonakali
kodwa uyafuna ukuthi uthathe i-driver's license uswelani ukuthi indaba ungayithathe i-driver's license utshone le moto kuyini okuswelayo yakho
imali
uthathe license. So ungathola license layo uzafuna ukuthi uzidrayivele la ungavizela izimoto. Ukuzima usanabo ngani na usenziwa ngwindi uyini kakhulu?
Umzima kokani ukuthi kwezinisikhathi kanti imoto zabo seziningi lazo so sikhathi imoto ziyazi ukuthathana ngaphandle so zabe sithathela nama-customer so esikhathi kugcine abantu bengekho lapho.
Wena uhwela ukuthi ubizeka gcwala. Ilodi kwakune imali engayigcwalisa imali ekubizela
ilodi ngosikhathi ma-3-5
engagcwala ibhasi yakho
ma ingagcwala ngosikhathi ma ingagcwalanga
utoilet ungathini kwabanye abatsha banjengawo ukuthi benze nomnyaka lo we-COVID uka-2022 kuyena wabatshela khona
ngabatshela ngokuthi asizameni ukuthi ma ngasikhathi kuphuma sidingadinga senza something sichange nesiwenti lezi.
So he's planning to get a license this year, Marvelous, and he's not happy about his job. He says it's a very, very difficult job because at the end of the day, he says, there's no money. When he loads, let's say, a bus or something, they pay him between $3 and $5 a load. So he says, this is not money at all. If I get my own license, I can do something different, but he doesn't have money. That's his problem. But he says he'll try by all means to get somewhere, this year, but things are tough.
Aiwapo, tukunzwa kune vamwe vindi Eva wani kwa hivyo vashitaura ni mtu uruwe duwe nao vashitaura kuti parishino zuzwaka uoma kwa wano shanda iku kukana wakaita load wano kuwa $3 to $5 pa load uyeshe izi varuti ajisku kwanza kunge vashibata nizamari yaka wanda yekutiva kwanza kurarama vashitaura zakari kuti vashada kuwani kwa hivyo gurevino vashitura resume vashitua kwanza uku driver anishimesha kadaro ati chandibata nangandru kuzwa kila ti angashiriza ari background umu uko kwanga kuchitaurwa na mkoma wangawari kutaura apasi wangawari kutaura kizikavari mkoma wangawari mkoma wangawari wangawari kutaura shavari kushuwira mgore vino la 22 saka wati 2022 vati wari kushuwira njwa wane resiness uyeje wawari kuhuwa chibata wa maria kati wande mbasarawo sa wendi.
So for him, life is very, very tough. And he says, you know, even if you go to school in Zimbabwe, it doesn't make a difference. Mm-hmm. So, but he says, if you are doing your own thing, you know, you can turn around your life. Let's see what he's going to do. So we've got a lady here who also spoke with Ezra Chivaswanda. Here he comes.
Oh, man. Matao. Unja matao. What's the same with the 40. 40?
Yeah.
I want
to
know how
yeah,
I'm going to
know.
Yeah, I'm going to know. Where are you? 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 2022. The COVID has only attack.
Aye.
As long as I.
Aye.
What test?
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah,
zombie, zombie.
Yeah.
I was telling you, I know we are good to cut it and cool the money, Sabin. You're okay.
I'm going to go
to the city. I'm going to go to the city. What is the
city? I'm going to go to the city. I'm going to go to the city. I'm going to go to the city. I'm going to
So when we were sitting, we were from to chill over what things I was in.
We were seven.
So I want to be shana long cushion COVID. Open an cushion a pill in there.
I know I'm going to pill. I am going.
What to chin with under students who pill a square and family students in Aguranda?
There you are, marvelous. The lady is saying that she used to actually go to rural areas to sell various commodities. But the problem is that, you know, the market is flooded with some commodities like maize, you know, but still sells sugar and soap. But then the problem is there's no business these days, you know. And she doesn't see anything changing this year because of circumstances beyond their control. And she's looking for a job as a domestic worker. And she says, you know, she went to school but ended in grade 7 because her parents didn't have money to take her for her to further her education. So according to this lady, Matau, life is very tough. You know, she's married, yes, but she's finding it very, very hard to survive.
Mm-hmm. Apo chukunzwa kufa kune munga mudzimai vanozviti ivo amai Matau, vachiti kunyangwe yavo vakaroorwa, uyezve pari zvino vaimboita basa rekungwafa ngwafa, zvambotaurwa namukoma vaivai, vachienda kunotengesa zvinhu. Pari zvino zvinhu zvakati omei nekuti hapana vari kukwanisa kunge vachitenga, saka vari kuti vanombotengesa zvinhu zvakadai seshuga. Asi pari zvino vatengi ndivo vari kushaika, saka vari kuti vakutotsvaga basa rekuti vashande mumba. Vanoti vakaenda kuchikoro kusvika pagrade 7 asi zvinhu zvakavaomera zvekuti kana paine vamwewo vari kuda musikana webasa wemumba, aiwa, vakatarisira kuti basa iri vacharwana mugore rino ra2022.
Well, there's a mother youth that finding life very difficult, you know. And as a chief founder, get an interview with some of them. Here they come.
Papa, Uba Lan, Laba Nuzza.
No cool.
No, no cool.
No.
I'm not going to be able to do it.
If we win the for
a MPNJ, we know Funa. And we have got this officer who puts you Funa wins the Helen Guerina. Funa wins and a business, Funu driver, Funu wins and Funu Chaton Fazi. Who was like? So we know your Funu wins. Who wants to promote it?
Who
wants
to promote it? No, Funa.
I'm not going to be able to do it.
Yes, there was.
So the pillar man.
Mugusha.
Lutada.
Saturn is too.
Imagine.
Aba sponsor of our town in Java for our town of Dorothy.
Mbona napa le nathi ukhanya kumnandi yini
yini koro
kaze
koro nasha manyo ima mika umu
yebo
yebo hapo
kutwa kuyino
iti
iti
eh ni koro ta
kutwa ngani
amanzi
lani
achuka bani achuka kumpuzi
amanzi ni brown sugar tena
ikachua
uta ikachua
vika
vikachua
ichuka
oho yenzana le mzimbeni vikachua
ah
izo ni okay so when uvuru uthe uyangapi ne isi uthe athenga imoto
Yo
kota ngai ba ngai shuti. Kota
ngai
ma de kota. Eh, ngai shuti apa tu? Eh, ngai shuti. Kota. Kota.
Those are youngsters, you know, who are chatting to Ezra Jesus Rwanda. Very interesting because they spend the whole day just doing some of these things, and what you saw there. Was the first guy was counting coins. He wanted to buy something, and you know, you heard a lady in the background saying it's about 15 rand, right?
Uh-huh.
And he wanted to buy something, but maybe it was not enough. And another one was saying, let's try to get some more money to buy whatever you want to buy. And according to Sunny Boy, you know, you can make New Year resolutions, but those wishes cannot be what he wants, you know, at the end of the day. You won't achieve it because life is tough, according to him. And then Ezra spoke with these youngsters. You know, they are very young. And they are from Pinga. They were drinking this mixture of water and brown sugar. You know, at school we used to call that Ikoro. And now they call it Nikolota or Bigai sugar. So you just drink it as it is. It's not toxic. It's not an alcoholic beverage. It's just water and sugar. You know, and it makes you a bit strong, you know. But these boys have got some ambitions. One of them, two of them want to have some licenses this year, and all of them want to buy cars, even if they don't have money. They are saying their parents are sending the money. So what we don't know here is whether their parents are outside the country or somewhere else. You never know what these boys are up to, you know.
Yes. I want to put some extra funds. Nikuona zvakare vakomana vechipiki vakawanikwa iwo vachitaura nemuturi wedu nhau vanga vari kutaurawo shuviro dzavo dzegore ra2022 vachitaura ivo vamwe vanga vari kuti vada kuwanikwa vachitora maresinesi vamwe vakati vari uye shuviro yavo ndeyekuzotenga mota kana vachinge vakura ndinofungidzira nekuti vana vechipiki uyezve vanga vari kunwa iwo yavanga vari kuti koro wota yavanga vari kuti imvura yakaitwa brown sugar. Nekuti ndambotarisa chikafunyatsoona kuti vari kunwei zvavanga vari kunwa asi chanyanyo ndifadza Gibbs ndechekuti vakomana vanga vakageza zvakanaka handisi kuzoti inyuye here yavanga vanga vakachena uyezve havasi kunwa zvinodhaka vari kunwa yavari kuti yokorowota vakubva kudhara kuti yakagara iripo asi vanga vachinwa zvakare vachinwa vari mumawine glass avo saka handisi kuzoti apa vanga vari kucelebrata nyuye here.
Yes. It was a New Year celebration. And you know that Ikoro is something that was a big currency in a boarding school.
Uh-huh.
If you had that, you're going to trade it for something big, you know? Like you give somebody a class and then that person will give you 5 slices of bread, you know?
Wow. So
it's an interesting kind of a drink, you know?
Yes, but what impressed me about the young men, like what I said, Gibbs, is they looked very well kept, and they were smiling, you know, despite, I don't know, their surrounding, whatever they are facing, like what the other young men said, that it just has coins, that they want to buy something, but they were happy. They were
very smiling, happy.
You know, great-looking young men, very well-dressed, clean, and also they were drinking cold water from their wine glasses, looking very happy. celebrating their New Year. So their resolution is that they want to buy cars, I guess, when they grow up, and also to get their license. But yes. I heard someone in the background said something about some people in the UK must help us. But
he said, you know, if we put another video, you know, doing all these kind of things, there are people who can help us from the UK.
Yes, I thought So they are also looking for well wishes, but you know, they look very happy with the upcoming year, despite, you know, what one of the other younger guys said, that, you know, they were trying to put money together to buy something.
Yeah, so we've got another lady, you know, she is baking some cakes.
Mbono hlala pa kobulawa yona kuyini wenzayo sesengena ngo 2022.
Okay, 2022, we know engikufundile during the lockdown, nesikhathi siqale lockdown ngendaba ye COVID, ngizifundise ukubhekha amakhekhe, lokwenza ideco for kids parties, lobola lemchato. So ngiyabheka ama cakes, ngiyenze ideco yabantwana, ayama party, siyenze i-photoshoot, sithathe i-photoshoot. Konke lokhu ngifunde ngesikhathi se-lockdown.
So ukhangele ukuthi ibhizinisi yakho le unyaka lo ka 2022 ubona iyakhula?
Ngifisa ikhule.
Uthi wena usenza kanje lezi zinto, ngiyabona ngapho into zakho uzeyalungisa lapha le mdano konke yonke into enjalo. Amakhekhe wawufunda ukubona ku-YouTube mbawona?
Ngafunda ku-YouTube.
Wazifundela konke?
Ye, ngazifundela ngoba kwesikhathi lami ngabe ngisiba perfect.
Abantu bathiwazi le khekhe lakho le?
Hayi, bathakazelela.
Kuthile umuntu ofuna amakhekhe umbofuna lokhu kumele enzeni? Uyakudinga wena?
Ya, xa ufuna amakhekhe uyangifonela ku 0773 455 701. Nxa uenkhwaye makhekhe idekho konke nje siyenza. Welobola
khuluma ngelobola, utshonwazi ilobola la?
Abantu kathesi seke senza amadekho ma kulotsholwa laphana ama-celebrations, bayenza ama-photoshoots. So siyayenza idekho yangkhona, siyenze amakhekhe.
So nxa sithi umuntu le party yabantwana kumele enzeni? Umele akhulume lawo, uyahamba uyemenzela inkinto?
Ye, sihamba siyenze konke.
Yena ihlezi ngikhaya?
Ayi, ngihlezi ngikhaya.
Abantwana ngesikhathi se-lockdown lezi bashoyo ukuthi benzeni, kodwa noba umuntu ohlaniphile yakhula ibhizinisi, kutho ukuthi amaviki wonke lapho usebenza?
Ayi, ngisebenza ngoDisemba. Hayi, kube kungcono, kube kungcono kakhulu.
Uyini ofuna ngaphandle kwaloku into ezenzayo unyaka lo uyafuna ukwenza?
Umnyaka lo uyayo ngifisa ukuthi
onalo ka-2022
esiwungenileyo, bengifisa ukuthi lami ibhizinisi lami likhule. Nginqani lapho izinzokuhambe kahle, lami ngithole ishop etown kwenzeka ukuthi ngitholakale lula okwakathi sinsenza from home.
So akula nto engasimisa lapha lokho kwe-COVID, awena awumi?
Hayi, COVID hayi, siyafaka ama-maski, si-sanitize, siyenze konke.
Asithi-ke abantu abakhangeleyo, uyahamba indawo zonke kobulawayo, ugcina ngaphi xa lo muntu okufunayo?
Hayi, nxa lo muntu omfunayo, anyway, siyahamba as long as transport ikhona, siyahamba as long as ubhadalele imali yakho on time. Qakathekile lakho ukubhukha on time.
Abantu abathanda ukwazi ukuthi ufacebook bangawuthola ngaphi? Njona ngathi sizithanda khona. Ibizo lakho ku-Facebook ithi utholakala thwani?
Ibizo lami ku-Facebook nguDorothy Mkhwananzi.
Walibhala ngamakhekhe? Hayi.
Hayi.
Kodwa amakhekhe kuthiwa yidoo wali?
Amakhekhe amuDoze Cakes.
Doze Cakes?
Yes.
Awukabe nepage Facebook?
Hayi.
Doze Mkhwananzi?
Yes.
Akuphinde uDorothy Mkhwananzi ku-Facebook utholakala khona?
Ku-Facebook Dorothy Mkhwananzi.
Bazabonani lapha abanxibane ngomkhwanazi?
Angibale bahle babona amakhekhe wawo.
So apheka amakhekhe ebantwini amaningi kakhulu?
Ya, kakhulu.
Emshadweni? Emaphathini?
Emaphathini nakumalobola.
Awuyitshaya inamba yokucinga ukuthi bakuzwe ifoni?
Phone number zami ngu
0773 455 701.
0773 455 701.